Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kaf Vav. And we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Amud Bet and dedicate the Shiri Nishmat, everyone who's died in this war, to Chayalim and to Tzvilin, to Ptsuim, to Chatufim. Mention Matan Shachar Ben Enat, the last of Avi Mendel from the Peretz tank. Should have Yeshua, should be released quickly. All right, so the Mishnah, we're starting the Mishnah on Kaf Amud Bet. Oh, boy. Matzah begalu bekotel yashan, areilu shelo. So we're carrying on now discussing the whole parik is elu metziot, right? Idea of finding things and where you find them and what they are. Mr. Kerzon says, Matzah begal, Rashi says, what's a gal? Like a mound of stones. Okay, galabanim mechomash, a wall broke down, there's like a big pile of stones and bricks there left over. So you found something in that pile, or bekotel yashan, in an old wall.
That's the connection to Shushan Purim.
Shushan Purim, wow, a famous. Okay. Okay. Or an old wall. Be Yomot Yeshua Binun, right? From Vakotel Yashan. Areilu Shelo. In all these cases, they're yours. With Rashi's Gemara, we explain what they are. Matzah Bakotel Chalet, find them in a new wall. So then it makes a little bit of a difference now. If it's halfway through the wall on the outside, in other words, let's say the wall's, I don't know, half a meter wide, the 25 centimeters on the outside of the wall, if you stuck your hand into the wall, 25 halfway through on the outside is yours. And from the inside of the house, half, if it's on the other half of the wall that belongs to the guys inside the house. Look at Rashi. One of these holes in the public area. Like I said, what's the reason? You say, because one of the guys passing by, they used the wall to store something. The Vishachet, he forgot it. We know, we learned yesterday, remember? We actually learned on Shabbos, I think. We said that Safek Hinuach Lechatchile, you can't take it. So when we got a Safek that the guy might have put it there on purpose, Lechatchile, you shouldn't take it. If you did take it, it's yours, because he lost his Sima. So Rashi, even though we said that if it's Safek Hinuach, don't take it, V'hai Vada Hinuachu, and now if something's in the middle of a wall, someone put it there, it didn't blow in there with the wind, so that's considered Hinuach, even though it's a nasty down on the floor in a pattern, but it's in the wall, someone stuck it there, right? Ha'mokbin and Amatit, the Shatich Tvei, Dikiyash Bali. We're going to see just now, the Gemara is going to say, Dishtich, I think actually the word is, I think proper pronunciation is Dishtich. Dishtich Tvei, it became like corroded. We'll see Rashi says it over the next Amud. If you look at the very first line of Amud Aleph, of Kaf Vav, we're going to start in a moment. It says that Dishtich Tvei, He'alu Chaludah Rabah, it's got lots of rust on it. So you can see it as old and it's been there for a long time. That's why we're allowed to take it, says Rashi. Because He'alu Chaludah Rabah, it's got lots of rust. So the people have forgotten it. And therefore we say, Dikki Yosh Bali. We'll get to that in a moment. Inside the wall, now what if it was a house that was rented out to people on a regular basis? Even if you now come into a house that's been rented out to a couple of people beforehand, and you're like a new tenant, even if you find it inside the house, it's yours. Look at Rashi. We don't know who it is. It's a house that's had multiple tenants, tenants have been coming and going in the last couple of years. Who knows who it belongs to? The Gemara's going to try and say that maybe it should be the last guys, or the very last people who stayed there. We'll see that in the Gemara in a moment. Okay, are you with me?
Hotel room, maybe.
What?
In a hotel room. You're finding a hotel room.
Okay, the Gemara said it was a pundak. The Gemara's going to say that it was like a... like rented out to people on a regular basis. Like a couple, yeah, or Airbnb, or a hotel, yeah. or a shell, a villa, whatever. Okay. So Tana, the Gemara brings a brain, so like this Tana, Rashi says, yeah, we're talking about Gabe Gal, the Kotel Hashem, we're talking about the mound of bricks or rocks that fell from a wall or an old wall. Mipnei Shachol Omalo, why do we say that when it's an old wall, it's yours? Mipnei Shachol Omalo, Shel Emorimein. Right, was the Emorim. Look at Rashi. Shehorishu avotenu ayu. Now we know that the Emorim, that's one of the reasons we learned about the mitzvah of negiot, of like leprosy in the house. What's it called? What's the word? I can't think now. Help me.
Tzarat.
But what's it called? Tzarat of the walls. It's negarat, whatever. Yeah. So we learned there one of the things in the mitzvah, right? You're going to get, so you're going to break the house, open up the walls, and you're going to find what the Emorim hid behind, because they all hid their treasures. When they heard that Amishai were coming in to conquer the land, They all hid all their stuff in the walls. Like, what did you do when you find something in the walls? He says, Tanu, Ibn Ashi, Yachol Omar Lo, look at Rashi, Yachol Omar Lo, Lebal HaGal, or Lebal HaKotel, Shlemurim, Shurisha, Avotenu, Ayu. Now, that's why it's free for all, it's on the outside. So what's what? Atu Emorim Mitznei Matzni Yisrael or Matzni? Only the Emorimid things. What do you think that the Jews didn't look at Rashi? Or Mechzol Ifnim Amayshelos. So how come inside of that wall, inside of the house, you say it's his? Hey, but Abayit Zeh Mishtamesh Bazeh Kamashanim. So it doesn't. If you say Emorim, then inside should also be Emorim. The Gemara says no. Why is the outside Dafka more Hefka than the inside? Tishtich Tvei. This is the Rashi which we saw. The Gemara saw the Mishnah. Rashi already read it to us in the Mishnah. Tishtich Tvei, because it's very rusty, and we can see that it wasn't about a bite there. It was. Look, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel over here, the Lashon that he uses, Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Klomar mishanim rabotim netunim b'zeh amakom." For many, many years they've been in that place. Lefika chalaba hen sig perush kati. Okay, that's basically the rust. Okay, now we go back to Mishnah says, "Bekotel chadash mechetzov lechut shalom mechetzov nishav al abayit." It's a new wall, not an old wall. So then we go this halfway business. If you stick, if it's a half a meter deep, the first 25 centimeters facing the public belongs to the public. If you stick your hand and find it there, and if it's on the other side, in the inside of the house, belongs to the Baal HaBayit. Amar Rav Ashi, sakina batar kata, vekisa batar shinsei. So it says knives, we go after their handle, and kisa, when it comes to a kisa, we're having a pocket, like a purse, batar shinsei, after their straps. So look at Rashi. The second line is Rashi there. Azi ki kat legav b'nei habayit nitnusham. I kat lebar b'nei shnei rabbi nitnusham. If you see the handle of the knife, so you got a knife that's in this wall and it's sticking into a hole in the wall. If the handle's facing inwards to the house, it belongs to the guys in the house. The handle faces the rabbi because how's the guy going to stick a knife in? They hold it by the handle and push it into the wall. So it makes sense.
The exterior wall still reshut ayachid,
the exterior wall is, well, he has a question. The exterior wall, we're saying that half of the exterior wall outside actually belongs to the rabbi. If you find something in the exterior wall, but it's on the half face, in other words, if it's a half a meter thick wall, the 25 centimeters that are facing the Rishta Rabbi, we can assume that the guys, Rishta Rabbi, they stored stuff there. If it's in the inner half, that's what the Mishnah said. So it would go after the Shtei Yachid. And yeah, the Gemara, Rav Ashi, just fine-tuning and saying an example of a knife. Right, that a knife would be depending where the handle was. So he changed the rule slightly. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. What's Rashi saying? The Mishnah said, if it's half on the outside, it belongs to the public. If it's half inside, it belongs to the Baal HaBayit. Why don't we just velichse I kat legavo, I kat lebar, I shnat legav, I shnat lebar. He says, why didn't the Mishnah then just say, go after the direction? Right? If Rashi, our Mishnah's the other way around. So he wants to know, Magnitin, our Mishnah is talking about something else. Be'udra v'naschetana. Rashi says, Be'udra or mochin, like bundles of like cloth or fabric, and nascha paltash or kesev, like ingots of silver or something like that. We don't have handles. Right? So there, it would be a little bit different. Right? Rabbi Chananel says over here as well. Magnitin iktani, matzav akodeh chadash, mechutu lechut mechutu b'dim, v'lebal habayit, okimne be'udra v'nischa, d'leite hu lo kate v'lo shinse. Those things don't have handles, and those things don't have straps. Anything like that, says Rabbi Nachman, anything hasn't got straps, hasn't got a handle, which you can't, from the actual item itself, identify who stuck it in, you go according to the halfway mark. But if it's something which is clear, I don't know, you've got a big pot and it's got a pan and it's got a handle. So the pan, the handle, that's another good example though, because it's very big and thick. But you can understand, right? Anything which you can identify how it was stuck in, so you go after common sense. If not, use the halfway mark. Now what about if the wall was, it was a 50 centimeter wall and you had a long knife that went the whole 50 centimeters of the thing without a handle? Okay, let's use without a handle. Imagine on a snooker cue, what's it called? Like a snooker, what's it called? Cue, right? So he says, if you stick the whole thing through. So the Gemara says, no, that's pshita. So the Gemara says, no, it's not pshita. Lo tshetechilish. Why? The mishpah b'chad gisa. Because it's slanted at a certain angle. In other words, from the inside it's going up, or from the outside it's going down, or whatever the case. It makes more sense that the guy stuck it downwards. So you might think that because it's in an angle, We don't split it half-half. We don't go after half the wall. We go after the angle where the logic would dictate. Says the Gemara, no. What would we have thought? Ishtapuch, ishtapuch. Then we go after the splitting, after the angle, the diagonal. It was the Kamash Balaam. We split it half-half, exactly like the Mishnah. Okay, now the Mishnah said as well, Imaya maskul acherim, afilu betoch habayit, reshalom. If it was rented to other people, you fall into the house, you come into the house. There are previous tenants there, so you say it's yours. You don't say it belongs to the owner of the house. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Vamai, lezil batra batra. Why don't we go after the last person who lived in the house? So let's find the guy who was the tenant before us and say, listen, this must be yours. Why do we make it hefka? Me, Lord Tanan. Gemara says, didn't we learn over here? He quotes a Mishnah, Masechet Psachim. Now, this is a little bit of a complicated braita. It's actually a Mishnah. Well, I think it's a Mishnah. It says Tanan. It could be a braita, but Mishnah, I think it's a Mishnah. Mishnah in Shkalim. Okay, we got him Psachim and Shkalim. Yeah. So it's a Mishnah over here. The Mishnah discusses monies now during the regel and before the regel, after the regel, a difference between Harabayit and in Jerusalem, the city itself. Remember that the idea of being that during the regel, people are coming to Yerushalayim to do what? To buy korbanot. Mm-hmm. So the money that they're bringing is money to buy korbanot. You're going to find money somewhere. What is the money? Is the assumption that that's chulin money or is it kochi money? Okay, so that's the Mishnah discussing. We need Rashi. Rashi helps us a lot here. Understanding how to punctuate this Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Why don't we go after the last guy? The Mishnah says, no, we don't go after the last guy. Because now we got a Mishnah that's like this. If you found money that was in front of animal traders in Bushalim, says Rashi. Lo'olam, listen to this, Rashi says, Lo'olam, bain b'shak regal, bain shalom b'shak regal. Whatever, during the whole year, make it regular, not regal. The principle is maser. It's maser money. Why? Look at Rashi. Sherov basar nechal b'Yerushalayim maser. Because most money that's brought in Jerusalem, most of the meat in Jerusalem is maser money. If he shein adam shohe b'Yerushalayim ad sheyochal kol masotav, a guy waits in Jerusalem to eat all his maser money. V'noten ma'ot maser l'anei ha'ir, and he takes the maser and he gives it to the poor people, or lohav to his friends there, yoshva'ir, who live in the town. V'rov hotzaot maser, and most of the money of maser lokhin behen behemot l'shlamim. What do you do with your maser money? You buy animals, you buy korbanot shlamim, kedegama sham shamim masim shlamim masechet menachot. As they learn from Gzeirah Shavim in masechet menachot, from the gamar. Basically, so when you, he says over here, money you found in front of animal traders in Jerusalem, as a rule, it's masim money. Baharabayit, on the other hand, and you know that's in the city of Jerusalem. When you go up to Harabayit, look at Rashi, b'sha'atar, afilu b'sha'atar regel, even during the regular time, right? Not even during the rest of the year. Even though most of the money in the town of Jerusalem is, in the city, is maser money. They bring money that you eat them. So he says, don't go after much of the year. But it's not about the regal, we go after the regal. So if Harabayit, even though the rest of Jerusalem, we go after the regal, we say much of the money there is regal, is maser money. And I said, Owen, on Harabayit, we say this is money that was left there from the guys from last year, and the last time they came, and it's not, right? If they had regal from before the regal, they dropped this money, yeah? And it's chulin. Why? We'll see in a moment. So that's on Harabayit. Ubrushalayim, and Yerushalayim, Shashi, Beshar, Shvakim, Shabbat, all the other markets, Beshar Yemota Shana, is chulin. Look at Rashi, Derov, Ma'at, Shabir, Chulin, in the markets. However, Beshar, Taregil, are called Maaseh. Sherov ma'ot ha'ir ma'aseh. So now what have we got? We've got in the rest of Yerushalayim, we say that it's ma'aseh. Mm-hmm. In the regal time, it's ma'aseh. Otherwise it's chulin. Harabai, we say it's chulin. Rama Shmaya ben Zira, my time, what's the reason? He says, why did he say, Rashi specifies, what's the question? Why do we say that Yerushalayim b'shat ha'regel ma'aseh? In the regal time, it's massive. On Harabayit, we say that that's money from before the regal, someone left behind. In the Yerushalayim, we say, no, it's massive money. So it's the same thing when it's not the regal. Why don't we say that the money there's from regal money in why do we say that it's, in Yerushalayim, b'shata regal, we say it's massive. We don't say that it's from before the regal. Like on Harabayit, we say it's not from the regal, it's from before the regal. In the market, we say it is from the regal. Why? He says, Hoyel v'shukei Yerushalayim, asunik chaved b'chol yom. The marketplaces in Jerusalem were cleaned on a daily basis. Right? Look at Rashi. Even aflu sham, if now regal. Therefore, it fell, landed before the regal. Kfar metzum, mechabdei ashuk. the cleaners of the marketplace, and we're certain to find it because they're cleaning those markets every single day. So if you find something there on the regular, rest assured it's not from before the regular, because it was before the regular was cleaned already. Right? Aval harabayit. So look at Rashi. And tzarich lebed kol yom. Harabayit never got cleaned every single day. Why not? Never had to be cleaned every day. Amazing. Look why. She'ain titva farka, because there's no cement or mess or dust or anything collected up there. Why? Mitoch shu meshupa. Firstly, it's very, the mountain is high. Things are slanted. Everything rolls down. Number one. Ve'od, and secondly, she'an adam nichnas shah b'min al v'sha'avak sha'ar raglav. People don't go into harabayit with shoes on. And they don't schlep up sand and dirt on their shoes. They leave their shoes outside Har HaBayit. They go up barefoot. And you don't go up there with dirt on your shoes. So Har HaBayit stayed clean. And that's why our shul is always a schmutz, because guys are coming in there with sand on their shoes. You go into a mosque and they leave their shoes outside and the carpet's always clean. Makes sense? Right?
An idea.
It's a good idea. B'chol yom alma, that's why. So look here. So let's go back to our Gemara now. Our question was, why didn't we say that the money that you found in the walls in the house that you rented were from the previous tenant? Alma amrinan kamai kamai azlu. Fahane achrine ninu. Look at Rashi. Alma bedavar she'asulit kabed. Therefore, Rashi said, in places where things are getting it cleaned on a regular basis, amrinan kamai kamai azlu. Fahane achrine ninu. Right, we say that the previous guys is all gone, and what's left behind from the very last case. So hachinami, kama kama azal v'hani debatrahu. Right, so why don't we just say, what's the question? What do you mean that if you find the money in a house that you rent out, you say that you can take it? Just prove it now. And in places where things are cleaned up on a regular basis, we don't go back 2, 3, 4 generations of people who were there before. We say it must be from the very last guy that came because it was back in Jerusalem. If it was from the regel, before the regel, it would have been cleaned up before the regel. So it must be now on the regel. Harabayit on the other, it doesn't clean every day. So we can say that it could even be from a long time ago. Here, this house was cleaned up. There were tenants that came. 3, 4 tenants came. The second tenant cleaned up what they found, what the first tenant left behind. The third tenant found what the second tenant left behind. The fourth tenant found with the third tenant left behind. So if you're coming in now, it must belong to the fourth tenant. Why don't we just say it's the fourth tenant? How come you can take it for yourself? Mm-hmm. Question clear?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it Hefka? So, Amresh Lakish, no. Mishum bar kapara, kagon sha'asau pundak leshlosha b'nei adam. That's what the Bach, the Mesurah Shach changed his shawl to b'nei adam. There's your answer, Daddy. It was a hotel. It's a hotel room. Shosha b'nei adam. So how does that help us? Look at Rashi. He says, "L'shloshay yitzar bevatachat v'koshe kenim ayu of day kochavim u'mishnafal menu meyayish to lo yare ma'an baya." Therefore, there were a bunch of guys there all at the same time. Someone lost it. They never had a clue that someone else found it. It's gone. They didn't expect them to get it. They were mityayish. Shalom al Yisrael. Now our Mishnah, our Gemara says over here, "Shloshay b'nei Yisrael." Remember, we've been trying to prove for the last couple of dapim. If Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar in our previous mission, remember? We said Ruba.
So in that case, are we assuming that it's found in a common area or the same room?
Whatever. There were three guys using it. Yeah, I suppose maybe like a hostel type of room where they each had a bed in different rooms or whatever the case. You're right. But it was a private room. You could go and see who was the good guy who rented that room. A pundak is more like a common place, I suppose. You know, they each had their bed there. Like a hostel, yeah. He says, "Yeah, Shema Mina Halachak Rishum Elazar." Philip Rav Yisrael, aye, where's your three Yisrael? Because our Mishnah says, our Gemara says Yisrael. The Mishnah Shach changed it to Bnei Adam, but even Bnei Adam is the Jews. The Gemara says that. Elam Rabbi Nashi Rabbi Yaakov, "Kegon Shasau Pundak Lashav Dei Kochavim." No. Don't get carried away. We can't use this. We're really about Rav Yisrael Elazar. Even if it's only Jews, and it's not only going, it's even with the Jews, and it could be three Dei Kochavim. So Rashi, I did naka shlosha gabe Yisrael, naka nami gabe of day kochavim, who adin chad, ubivad shei acharon. And Rashi says, back to him and see the three or more, whatever the case was. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, afilu temet shlosha Yisrael. He says, no, you can even say shlosha Yisrael. And still, we don't have to think that this is a proof for, look at Rashi, velo tipshot halacha k'rashba. And you still don't have to conclude that even three Yisrael, that is dafka proof for Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Why? My taiba, ahu denafa mine miyaish. Because the guy lost is going to be mityash. Why is he mityash? Meimar amar. In other words, it's not because there were lots of people there. We're going to say, by definition, a guy loses something in a place like this, he's mityash, whether it's Jews or going, that's back to reference. Why? Maimar Amar, Michti, Ideshachin Elohave Bahadi Elahani. Since, right, I know for a fact that it was only these guys who were with me in the room. Amre Kamayu Kamazimne. Lehadri, I'm going to go to these guys. Listen, guys, give it back to me. I know one of you took it. It was not talking about a place where people are passing by where you don't know who the people were. You know who the people were here. So you go to them and say, listen, I know, but you give back to me. Velo Hadri, never go back to me. Hashtuli Hadru. And now they're going to give back to me suddenly. If something's going to change. Ida Taula Adrua Hadru. They would already give back to they wanted to. Vadalo Adruli, but Da Taula Mix. They're going to steal it from me. So therefore, I'm never going to give it back. And I was Midyaish. And that's why when the guy was in the hotel, okay, we knew the people who were with him in the hotel. He went from room to room asking guys. I'm sure it's happened to one of you where you like lose something in a place. You know the guys, or you say, you found it. Okay, you don't automatically conclude that they stole it from you, right? You just said they never saw it, right? Because you give them the benefit of the doubt. But look at Rashi. It's like this. When Rabbanan had a bachelor Rashim Lazar, that was Hechad in Nafra Makom Shah Rabbi Machin. We spoke there about a place where there were lots of people all the time. You never knew the guys who were there coming through. The Savar HaOved, the guy who lost it, what's he saying? Umar, he says to himself, Hahu Dashkach, Lo Yadim Minafra, the guy found, okay, who lost it. Look, if Shiagia Regal Yachuzah becomes Regal, he maybe announce it. V'etent Siman Vatl, maybe I'll go and I'll give a Siman. Aval Hacha, but yeah. The Yad and Lucha, I know they are. V'tavar, I went to everyone and said, please give back to me, the Lord, they never admitted it. Therefore, Iyusha Miyash, he gave up all hope. And Maymar Amar, like you said in the Gemara over here, right, Maymar Amar Michted, since I knew they were, they gave back to me, he was Mityaish. First, Rav Nachman at the time, Rav Nachman says, I can explain to you why I say this. I'm Rav Nachman. Ra'ah said, if you saw a coin in the marketplace, and I found Mishnah, they fell from two people. Listen to this. If you saw something, a coin fell, there were two people walking, and suddenly a coin rolls out of them from under their feet. And you know it's one of those two guys lost the coin. Correct? It's obvious. Two guys are walking and a coin drops out on the floor. You see a coin rolling. There are two guys walking. You see a coin rolling towards you. Pick up the coin. Chayav lahachzir. You've got to give it back to them. Why? Look at Tosfot says, look at the Tosfot. Just the first few words of Tosfot. Chayav lahachzir afilu ein bo siman. Deinu mityash lo'olam. Because they never get any mityash as Tosfot. Why? Look back in the Gemara. My timer. Who did my father? Lo mityash. Remember, what's he going to say? Michti inesh achin lo have bahada elahai. Since the guy who lost it said, listen, there's nobody around us, just the two of us. Just me and him. Right? So, nekitnele, vaminele, antu de shakalta. Nekitnele, le Rashi Savia, nekitnele, mishba'anele shvuat. I'm going to make you make a shvua. Show me the Rabbana. I'm going to make you force me to make a shvua that it wasn't him. Right? Antu de shakalta. So, therefore, when it's just the two of you, you chayev lahachsi. Because the other guy's going to make the other guy make a shvua. In other words, they know it's just the one of the two of them. And it's clear to you as well. Right? Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi. I'm not going to give up when I try and find, I can't find where it is. I'm going to go to, now listen, what's the chidush? Why can't you take and you go to Machzirat, even though you go to Siman? It's not because he is going to make him make a shvua. It's because the guy who lost it knows it was just me and you. I'm not going to give up in such a hurry. Now, when you found it, because this guy's adamant, he's going to force the guy who was with to admit that he took it. He wasn't Mityaish, correct? Mm-hmm. Everybody with me? He wasn't Mityaish. Now, when you found it on the floor and you picked it up, they're busy arguing with each other. Has he been Mityaish yet? No. And what do we say? The aloha is like abaya. Yeush lo midat, lo shma yeush, remember? Until the guy knows that he was mityaish, it's yet mishlo midat, he wasn't mityaish. We know now that if they're just the two of them, he's not going to be mityaish. Because you're going to make him make a shfu and fight with him. And you found it now before the guy was mityaish. So was it hefka? No. Can you take it? No. That's why you've got to give it back. Look at Rashi here. So you end up getting for Yayush. Why? Rashi, which we said from Yael Kagam. Yayush Lomidat, Losh by Yayush. So that's why when it's two of them, you got to give it back.
Why don't we just say we know for sure that it comes from one of them? And therefore.
But which one? Amotzi Mechavaraya. And they both said it was mine.
What's the connection to Abaye's statement? Well, yes, because that is when you don't know that you've lost it yet.
Okay, but this is what's happening over here. Yayush, so what he's saying over here is...
There's a coin here. I say it's mine. Okay. I say, hey, that's mine.
So now, but what Rashi's saying is, explaining the Gemara is, it's an extrapolation of that. Why is the halacha like Abaye? Because we're saying, Yayush shelo midat lo shmei Yayush. In other words, until we know for a fact that the person himself was mityaesh, the object hasn't become hefka, correct?
No, that was not a bias thing.
That was a bias.
Until he knows that he lost it.
In order to be mityaesh.
He has to know that he lost
it. He couldn't mityaesh before he knew that he had lost it.
Right.
But if you think about it, he had to know that he lost it in order to be mityaesh. That's why it's Yayush Shalomidat. What do you mean Yayush Shalomidat? What did Rabbi say?
I agree. But what's that connection to here?
So here it is. Yeah, because we know from Abaye that a person, because the halacha is like Abaye, and we say that Yayush Shalomidat, Loshma Yayush, we know that a person can't, that the object doesn't become Hefka until two things happened. The person knew that he had lost it, and he was Mityaish. That's Abaye. So here... Just 1 second, eh? So here, he knew that he had lost it and he was mityaesh. So here we know that the guy, he knows that he lost it. But he's busy fighting to get it back. Which means he hasn't mityaesh yet. Mm-hmm. So if he knows he's lost it and he hasn't been mityaesh yet, you can't take it from him. So now I found something on the floor. I know that he knows that he lost it. But the rationale is that because it's just the two of them, he's not going to mityaesh in a hurry. He's going to first make the guy make a shvua before he's mityaesh. So that's...
give it back to.
Well, that's a separate discussion, though. That was Kevin's question. So Kevin said, why don't you give it back to him? So I said, you know, because they're both saying that it was theirs.
You have to give it back. But who do you give it back to?
You don't have to give it back yet. Who do you give it back to? You throw it at the two of them and you walk away. It's let them kill each other. It's not your problem. You did. At the moment, our concern is me. Am I stealing or not stealing? Give it back. Go fight over it. Not my problem.
Yeah, okay. That's
all right, okay. So is that clear, Robert? Why Rashi says, Ya'al Kagam? That's a heavy. Okay. Well, take it up with Rashi when you meet him. All right. So... So he says, if there are three of them there, if there are three people, look, why not? My timer. Because now the rationale is, if there are three of them already, then the guy who lost is definitely going to be mityaesh. Why? Since there's two of them already, in a kitten, if I take this guy to make, and so I want you to come make sure, I'm a lo shakalte. Each one now can say, what do you want from me? Because now it wasn't just the two of us there. It was just me and you lost the coin, and now the coin's gone. So who else could say, well, Eliyahu Navi came and took the coin? So there's grounds to blame me. But once there are two other guys, what do you want from me? Talk to him. He says, what do you want from me? Talk to him. Well, talk to him. Go crazy. The guy says, forget it. He walks off. So when the three of you, you can be mityaesh. Right? It's okay. Now.
Either you can just pick it up and put it in your pocket.
Yeah, if it's three, you've got to give it back to them, right? If it's three of them, pick it up because it was Yayush.
No.
Because that's why Rashi's direction of here is that Yayush, now there's Yayush Midat. Once the guy knows that there are two guys, other guys besides him there, and you see these three guys, pick it up in your pocket and walk away. Now, Rava wants to limit this a little bit. I'm a Rava. Hi, Dama. Rava says, when we said that you only go back at the three people, lo amar in the late bay, shave puta le kol chad v'chad. He said, listen, that's if what you found is not worth at least three puta. If it's worth at least three puta, right, because then what? Aval it bay shave puta, kol chad v'chad, chayv l'achsir. Now you got to give it back to them. Why? And again, I think that you're right. You just give it back to the three of them and say, listen, Yari, I found this, and you walk away. Let them sort it out, right? Why? Because my timer, Amor, because now you can start saying, these guys are partners. This is an expensive article. The three of them walking together, maybe they're sharing it jointly. They've each got a putter in it. And therefore, shall we put it for each one? So you've got definitely a third belongs to each one of them. You've got to give it back to them now because now they would be mityaesh. Why wouldn't they be mityaesh? Look at Rashi here. He says, my time, I'm a shoot veninu velo miyayish. Look at the Rashi, the shoot veninu. Beselezu, they're partners, the ne'emanim zelze, they trust each other. Ve'en echad choshed echaver b'chelkan. And none of them suspect each other. When the one guy looks in his pocket, doesn't find it. Lo ayash, it isn't you yet. Why? Meimar Amar, definitely one of my friends found it. And why did he give it back to me? This one make me sweat a bit. There's definitely no Yayush now. So again, we haven't got Yayush yet. And Yayush lo midat, not Shmei Yayush. So you cause not Hefka yet. When he started speaking to his friend, or when you found it before Yayush, even though Koy hasn't got a siman, chayav lahachzir. Aval said Rashi, ki ein bo shlosh putot manavshach. Now, if it isn't got three, so he says, but when it isn't three putot, so why should it make a difference? Ish lafin hein bo en kan mishum mashavad avayda. Vim shal kol echad mehem hu okol shal. You know what? I'm going to leave this now. We'll get to the questions now. Okay. His books here are a bit not stable. Not so too many books piled up here. Or he just leaned back and set a whole domino effect in motion here. About 15 books go flying down. Okay, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So he says, Iked Amri Amarava. So that is my time. I'm a Shufeni Nubulava. So we understand that, right? If they partners, so then each one who lost it puts it in his pocket. Oh, the coin's not there. Ah, one of my friends must have found it. There's no Yosh, you can't take it away. That's what Rava wants to say. Iker, another version for Rava, it's a little bit different. Amar Rava. Other gav the late by Edo Shavish Tei Putot. Rava says, no, you know what? Maybe even if there are two putters there, and there only another, this is a Yesh Omrim, and there's three partners, still Chayav Lachsim. Why? My timer. Why? Amor, should we say, we can still come back to the principle that there might be partners. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Emu shufeninu umehem le'adar." They trust each other. V'en choshdin zed samadia. V'nim tzad shebat liyad zed ifnei yayush. Now again, v'chal binayu achul le'achle le'matne gabe chavre le'man tek chavre. And now maybe the one that was moichelish. You know what? I don't mind. So now end up that the two out of the three are actually partners, and it belongs to the two of them now. So now each one's got a putta, and now you got again. You back to your case of chayv lahashiv aveda of a chayv putta. Okay, that is the limitation there of Ravis, even though it's a coin, there's no simon in a coin. If it's worth enough that it could be so putter for three of them, three putters, or if even they're three and it's only worth two putters, and again, you can assume that maybe the one guy was Moichel, and now there are two guys out of those three who each have a putter in it, and the high putter is really something which is of value you've got to return, and they weren't meet Yash yet because he thinks his friends got it, and therefore you can't take it. Vamar Rav, another local Ravis says, Ra'a said a shenafla, if you see a coin that falls, right, Asher Shenafla, a coin that falls. Right, Asher Natla Lifnei Yayush. Look at Rashi. Shloshah Kedei LeMashmash Zeh B'Kiso. You took it before there was Yayush, because it wasn't enough time for the guy to even check in his pocket what happens. Right, but look at the Gemara very carefully. But you took it Lifnei Yayush Al Menat LeGozla, because you're taking it. You got no kavod to give back the coin. You saw this coin fall. Enough time before the guy said Yayush, so it's clearly like a roch like a baya. There's been no Yayush yet. This is Yayush lo midat. Check the coin. Right? Over b'chulan. What do you mean over b'chulan? There are three mitzvahs we've been speaking about all the time here with Hashavat Aveda that you over on. What are the three? Right? Look at this. Rashi Gemara says, Mishum lo tigzo. Right? The first pasuk over here. Right? Where Apsuk says, Lo ta'ashoket re'acha, lo tigzo, lo tarim pulat zachin. Right? Don't steal from him. This is gzeila. Umishum hashev teshivein. There's a mitzvah, lo tase, don't steal. A mitzvah, ase. Lo tere et shor achicha, or et shor nedachim, itale mihem, hashev teshivein. You got to, don't ignore what's going on over there. You got to return. And in that pasuk, there are two mitzvahs. There's hashev teshivein, you got a mitzvah to return stuff. And a mitzvah, another mitzvah, oh, v'chein tase lechamor, v'chein tase lechamor, v'chein tase lechamor, v'chein tase lechamor, you found something, lo tuchal lehitalem. You can't just ignore the fact that he lost it. So there are three mitzvahs over here. Two mitzvahs, lo tase, lo tigzol, and lo tuchal lehitalem. And a positive mitzvah, vashev teshivein. Right? You got it. If you took it with intention to steal before the guy was mityayish, you're in all three of those avarus. Look at the Rashi, the Gemara says, v'afagav dechashu lachayesh. Even though you're getting back after Yayush. Even though now, after he was mityayish, right? When you gave it back to him, you were still over in the three mitzvahs, and you weren't fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda. You're over in the Veda of Lo Tigzol. You're over in the Veda of Lo Tilem. Now you're giving back. Why is it? But I gave it back to him. So go on, no, no, no. You're giving back to him. He's a matanahu de yavi. Gave back a matana. The isura de avad avad. And the various you did, you did. In other words, Lo Tigzol, Lo Litalem, Hashem Hashavah. When you see that falling, you have a mitzvah there and then to do it. Right? Right? And you didn't do the mitzvah, you over on the Aveiros. Ah, you had Charota a day or two later. And the guy's ready to meet Yaish. You brought it back to him. That's just a matana. Well, you never had to give it back to him. Because after Yaish was ready after Yaish. So already it wasn't his anymore. You gave back a matana. You were not called Hashavata Veda, and that's not called Lolita, that you weren't Mitalem, and that's not called Lotikzol. You were Gozel. You were Gozel, you were Mitalem, and you never did Hashavata Veda. However, look at this one. Another case. Natlan ifne Yaish amanat lach zira. When you took it and you found it before the guys beat Yaish, you actually took it as a tzaddik. So let me take it, I'm going to give it back to him. Now, it took you a while and you got busy. And now, ula'acha Yaish, now it's definitely the guy's got home by now, he's found that he lost it. You can rightfully assume that now he knows that it's gone and he was mit Yaish. Nitkava in the gozla, and now he said, I'm going to keep it. So when you found it to give it back. But later you changed your mind and decided to keep it. It was after Yaish. Says Rava, Over Mishum Hashem Teshivim. You only over on the Aveira of Hashem Teshivim. You aren't over Lord Tigzol of stealing. You shouldn't steal because you never intended to. You never intended to steal. You aren't over on Lord of Litalem because you had intention. You never just thought I'm not going to do anything. You had Kavona to deal with it. So you weren't ignoring him. And now after Yaish, you took it, so now you can take it, no longer stealing. But Hashav Teshivei, when you, at the time you should have given it back, you didn't give it back, you're in Hashav Teshivei. Look at Rashi over here. Hoshav Hashav Teshivei. Lo Tigzol, lo Shaykh. This is Rashi here. Lo Tigzol, stealing, not Shaykh anymore. Ele B'Shat, only at the time of Netila. K'mo V'Yigzol et HaChanit B'Yad HaMitri. Right, interesting, from Shmuel, right? They stole it at the time, from the guy. K'dama Rabba Kama. Rabbi said, "Lo tuchal italeim ena azara ele lekovesh deina v'nim la medatzil." So he says, "We learn from Bakama daf ayin tetzes Rashi that this mitzvah of lo tuchal italeim, don't abandon it, is a warning at the time that it happened. Lekovesh deina v'nim la medatzil, that you could have saved something, you didn't try and help him. Hilchacha not la amnat lach. So when you took it originally to intend with full intention, honest, pure, sincere kavon to give it back." And then you change your mind later on after Yayush. And kan mitalem. It's not called mitalem, ignoring it. Aval Hashav Teshivim. He said, but giving it back, that's a mitzvah. From the moment you picked it up until you gave it back. So when you picked it up, you had a mitzvah of Hashav Teshivim. You didn't give it back. That you were over on that Aveira, not Hashav Teshivim. Quite amazing. How Rava splits it up of Lord Tigzol and Lord Lord Tilem, you can't be over him because the moment you picked it up, you actually had kavon to do that. Mm-hmm. So on those are very Lota says you weren't over. On the mitzvah I said, Hashem Teshivim, you didn't give it back. Okay, that is what's bothering you, Daddy.
No, it's right. What you learn is that you're responsible for your intentions. You get rewarded for your good intentions, but you get paid, but you don't get punished for your bad intentions.
Yeah, the other way around. You don't get punished because there was a good intention, but you get punished for your bad actions.
And your bad act.
Are you saying only the actions you're getting punished for, not the intention? Okay, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi, another rabbi. Hi, man. So a guy who watched his friend, saw his friend drop something, Bechalta. Look at Rashi over here. Beina cholot. In other words, like in the sand dunes. Okay, where if you lost a coin in the sand dunes, what are the chances of you finding it, right? Va'ashkechev shakli. He found it and he took it. Lo michaev la durele. Doesn't have to get back to him. Now you saw a guy lose it. And you now picked it up. You have to get back to him. Matan, why not? Hahu denafa mine miyashu. Because the guy who lost it was clearly mit Yaish the moment he lost it. Well, you do something in the stand, you lost it. And he says, and afagav the chazye, the IT arbala, ukemarbel. Now, even if you saw that the guy brought Rosh Hashanah kavara, like a big sieve, like a strainer, like a big sieve to come and go and start sieving the sand. Meimar amar ki hechi de nafa minayi didi achina minafa mina shachrina. Umishkacha midi. So even if you see the guy now coming with a sieve, you could still say that he was giving up. Why? Because what was he doing in the sand? He thought to himself, just like I lost something here, maybe somebody else lost something here, and I'll find what he lost. In other words, he's not even thinking he's going to find his own thing. He lost something, so therefore, Tefka, you can take it.
That's what a beachcomber does all the time.
A beachcomber. But if a beachcomber would lose something, so you wouldn't have to give it back to him, because even the beachcomber knows that other guys lose things. So he thought, no chance he's going to find something. If he carries on beachcombing, he might find somebody else's. So you see the guy come out with his metal detector there. You have to say, here it is. Because he knows, I'm not going to find it. I'll find somebody else. Okay. Mishnah. Matzah b'chanut ha-re-le-shu. He finds something in a shop. B'chanut. Ha-re-le-shu-lo. Listen to this. But look at Rashi, says over here. B'davar she'en bo siman kai. Tahud nafamina me'yayish. She'hakol nichnasim l'sham. Now, obviously, we're not talking about if you go into a butcher and you find a piece of meat, right? Yeah. You can't go and say, listen, I found a piece of meat. It's meat. It's hefka, right? Because it's clearly this belongs to the butcher. So if you walk into a meat shop and you find a silver necklace. What?
Unless it's the other side.
Look, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that. Bein ha-teva ulechen vani shel chen vani. Right, between the counter and the chenvani, even if it's not what he sells, it's his. Look at Rashi ben HaTeva, שהחנווני יושב לפניה, that counter is sitting in front of, ותמיד ממנה ונותן לפניה, ומוכר, ומה שותינו נותן לטבע, ולא נפל שום דבר, אלא מיד חנווני. That's clear from the chenvani. On the other hand, לפני שולחני, a money changer. הרי אלו שלו, look at that. מחליף מה, the guy says a money changer, ונותן מטבעותיו בשולחן שלו, he puts the coins on his table, והבאים להחליף, and people come and share my dream, אף הן נותנים שם מהותיהן. So if you find, he says, מצח בחלות הרי שלו, בין חמי לחמני של חמני, לבני שולחני הרי שלו, בין הכסלו שלו, between the chair and the counter, הרי של שולחני, it's for the money changer. אני לוקח פירות מחבר, you buy food from your friend, או ששילח לו חבר, if your friend sent you פירות, ומצא במני, you find money inside the fruits, הרי שלו, they're yours. אם היו צורין, Notelu machris. If they bundled up, then you got to go and actually announce them. You don't assume it was the guy who sent them to you. You got to say it's lost goods. You got to go and announce them. So I'm Rabbi Lazar. Va'afilu munachin agav b'shulchan. And Rabbi Lazar says, even if you found it on the counter, on the table, not even on the floor. So the Gemara brings the Mishnah says, nah, but our Mishnah said, ibnei shulchani arel shelo. If I tell them money change, it's here, it's yours. Ha, al agav b'shulchan, shulchan must be on the shulchani. So I don't understand what you mean, Rabbi Lazar. If it's between lifnei shulchani, it's yours. If it's which means what on the table must be the shulch, must be the money changer. On the other hand, the Mishnah says at the end, "Ema seifa bein akisei ule shulchani shla shulchani." Between the shulchani means what? Ha, gabe shulchan is yours. Says elam yah lekene mashu mina. We can't prove it from here. Rabbi Lazar ha mina. So where did Rabbi Lazar get this from? Clearly not from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, we could prove it either way. We're not so sure what's on the table. Is it yours or is it his? He says, Amar Rava, Magnitin Keshite. That was Rabbi Lazar's problem. That the Mishnah was difficult for him. Because he says, Ma Ariya Datani Baina Kisra Shulchani, Shulchani, Shulchani. Why did we learn between the chair and the table of the Shulchan is belongs to the Shulchani? Rather, Litna Gabe Shulchan. We should have said on the Shulchan is his. Inami matzah b'shulchanot kritani, right? So he's got two dots. Matzah b'shulchanot kritani. So reish matzah b'shulchanot shelo. So it seems like the reish talking about we found in the shop. It is el shma min afilu munachin agav b'shulchan el shelo. Even proof from here. Bottom line is that even if you find something on the table in the shop, right? Not between the shulchani, between the shopkeeper himself and the counter, here's anything else, even on the table, would be yours, and you can take it.